أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. صدق الله. From the beginning of this ruku, the last ruku in Lentana, the fourth supara, Allah explains that which women are haram for you to get married to. The first set of women that Allah Ta'ala discussed there was on account of blood relationships, that is biological people. Like for example, your mother, it's haram to get married to your mother, to get married to your sisters, to get married to your daughters, your aunties, because of blood relations, you are family to one another. On that basis, all this set of seven women that Allah Ta'ala had explained, they are all haram to get married to. After that, Allah Ta'ala explained the foster relationships, that is where the people drank from the same woman milk, not because of her blood relation, but because of suckling, that is feeding, breastfeeding. On account of that, Allah explained two sets of women that we cannot marry. And now Allah explains what is called Hurmate Musaharat, that is on account of nikah, other women become haram upon a person. Like for example, a person, his mother-in-law is haram for him because he married a woman. Now she is his wife. Now her mother, and like that, her grandmother, nani, daddy, from both sides, they also are haram on him forever. So this is now that group of women that because of musaharat, because of marriage, that other women become haram upon you. So Allah says, وَمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ or tumhari orto kimai, and the mothers of your wives, your mother-in-law, she is, as soon as you marry a woman, then immediately her mother is now totally haram for you to marry. You cannot marry her. And in here, there is another very important aspect also. It is haram to marry her also. And in the same way, if there is with intention, without intention, if a person touches his mother-in-law, for example, and there are many other women, your own daughter, for example, with lust and desire, and from either side, if they touch one another, just touch also, then that your marriage with your wife becomes haram. This is a very important thing which we are being, unfortunately, we are going in the wrong direction. With, for example, meeting, shaking hands, and worse than that, today hugging also. Mother-in-law hugs her son-in-law, son-in-law hugs his mother-in-law, and other family members, your own daughter also. Even you shake hands with her, it's not haram. But a little bit of feeling of lust comes in between. And nobody knows when that can come. Shaitan can just put it in. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives this beautiful example. If the electricity department are doing maintenance work in your areas, they send out a notification that the lights will be off between this and this period. We are doing some maintenance work. But they put a note there, but treat all wires as live, because any time in between for testing or something, they may just put on the current again. So you don't know when that current can come. Similarly, you might be just shaking hands with your mother-in-law, with your daughter, sister-in-law, etc. And suddenly that current can just come without you realizing it. And a little bit of that current comes, and if it is skin on skin, hands are shaking, hugging, etc., then permanently, that is such a haram that happened, that with halala also it cannot become halal. Usually, if you have divorced your wife, and then she marries somebody else, she gets divorced from there, you can marry her again. But this is such a haram that it cannot become halal in any way whatsoever. There is no halala, nothing permanently becomes haram. So we should be very careful of this, and becoming common in families on or like Eid occasions, other occasions, this shaking hands also, we should avoid. Even our own daughters, we don't know when that feeling can come. We should not even shake hands with our own daughters, with the mother-in-law, etc. So anyway, here under discussion is your mothers-in-law. And then, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ اور ان کی بیٹیاں جو تمہاری پرورش میں ہیں, your wife's daughters, that is, she was in a previous marriage, she had daughters from her previous marriage. Now you married that woman, so now her daughters also become haram upon you. But there is a little bit of detail here, that if you married a woman and you consummated the marriage, you had relationship, then her daughters, that is from another man, your own daughters of course are always haram, but her daughters which was from another marriage, if you consummated the marriage, then her daughters also become haram upon you. But if you did not consummate the marriage, you got married but you did not have relations still, and she died or you divorced her, then her daughters, they are still now permissible for you to marry after she is out of your nikah. But her mother, even just by mere nikah, and even if you did or did not consummate the marriage, her mother, that is your mother-in-law, is still permanently haram upon you. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains with regard to that, دَخَلْتُمْ فِي حُجُورِكْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ النَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. But if you did not consummate the marriage with your wife, then her daughters, she is now out of your nikah, she passed away or you divorced her, then her daughters are permissible if you did not consummate the marriage with her. But if you consummated the marriage with her, then her daughters also, granddaughters all, are permanently haram upon you. وَحَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ, اور عورتیں جو تمہارے بیٹوں کی جو تمہاری پشت سے ہے, and the same way your daughters-in-law, your sons' wives, daughters-in-law are also haram for you. You cannot marry your daughter-in-law who are your biological sons. If it's a stepson and his wife, you can still marry his wife. If it's a stepson, not your own son, it is your stepbrother, that is not from your mother and father, are not the same step they are. But if it is your own son, then his wife, your daughter-in-law, is also totally haram upon you. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, اور یہ کہ اکٹھا کرو دو بہنوں کو مگر جو پہلے ہو چکا. In the same way, to marry two sisters, it is also haram. You cannot have two sisters in your nikah. Yes, if the sister, the one wife passes away, or you divorce her, now you can marry her sister. But to keep two sisters at the same time in one nikah, to keep two wives, and they are sisters of one another, that also is totally haram. You cannot keep two sisters in your nikah. So these are all the different types. And of course, this is only, so to say, the headlines, the headings. There is much detail which we have to refer to the kitabs of fiqh and the ulama, and the details are given in there. The Quran Sharif has just given the headings of these various aspects and details we have to study. And this is also a very important aspect that we do study and know. Otherwise, a person could fall in love with the wrong woman that he's not allowed to marry. And now because of that love, they want to marry one another. but it is not permissible, it becomes a very difficult situation. Or just that they don't know, like Western society has degraded to that level that a brother doesn't know who my sister is. They leave home at young ages and go and live independent lives. And they go in different directions, different countries they are living. Somewhere along the line they meet and they want to marry and they don't even know we are brother and sister. Or that this is my niece. Or that this is my sister-in-law. They don't even know. Their family connections, they have got nothing. And very unfortunately, we who are following in their footsteps, that whole baggage comes with us. Today we also don't want to meet friends, family people. And when parents want to take us to go and meet aunties, our family people, we say we are not for khala, that to go and visit the khalas, to go and visit family, that's not our cup of tea. We are not interested in meeting family people. It's very important to know family people. Who is this of mine? Who is that of mine? So that we can be on our guard well in advance. And we don't even think of a certain woman which is totally haram for me to marry forever. There is no way I can marry her. But when we don't even know family relationship, we don't even know that this is my niece, that this is, who is this of mine, and you could fall in love with her and you want to marry her and it is totally haram. The evil consequences we will suffer in this world also. There will be very big health issues also with the children. And then Allah made it haram, the evil consequences in the akhirat also. So Allah wants us to be on our guard. And Allah ends the supara, the fourth supara is ending here with the words, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ بَخَشْنِ وَالَا مِهِرْبَان هَي. As in the last Allah said that you can't marry two sisters, which was also common before Islam. So now it is not permissible. Don't marry. What mistakes you made when you in the days of ignorance ask for forgiveness, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful also. So don't fall intentionally into any of this gunas. If now also you are living still in the era of ignorance and you made some errors like that without your knowledge, as soon as you come to know, rectify the matter, correct it. And remember that Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. But maintain your limits and see that you in advance are aware of who you can marry, who you can't marry. Keep family relationships. To visit family, to know family is also very, very important. And this is not having now and then some family get together, family gathering. No, regularly we should be visiting and we should know who our family is, who are who. We should know them. It is very important. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let us learn our whole deen and rectify and correct every aspect of our deen. Wa akhirullah.